Yes, we are aware of the indictment that just came down on Donald Trump from George Soros-backed Alvin Bragg. We just did the interview only moments prior to this announcement. So we are covering this on YouTube and our website at thecommonsenseshow.com. Enjoy the following interview with Bob Griswold.
Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Always a privilege and a pleasure to come before you. And we need to have you share this stuff digitally. Please do that and do it often, because we're trying to reach critical numbers of people so we can reach critical mass. And we need to do so to either affect a spiritual revival and or affect a political revolution. And after you hear this show today with our guest Bob Griswold of Ready Made Resources, I think you're going to agree. Okay, number one, we are brought to you by the best storable food out there, My Patriot Supply. And pretty soon, I agree with the prognosticators, the only food you're going to have left is what's in your home, so you need to stock your home. And I will tell you, food hoarding laws are coming. Mark my words, they're coming. You need to learn to hide that food. That's not part of this commercial, but it's good, friendly advice. What do you get with My Patriot Supply? Well, you get good quality food. You get breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. So, see, when you buy from a grocery store, you know what you get? Imbalanced food supplies, because you're buying what's on sale and you get sick of eating the same thing, and that can be a big problem. Also, too, you get 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day, as I said. So it's really a no-brainer. Please, please, please heed my advice. The Biden administration is not going to feed you. They're only going to bleed you. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. Also, if you have food, you better have water. And you've heard Doug Thornton and I talk a lot about a potential grid down scenario, particularly if you go to Russia, war with Russia and or China. And I'm going to say to you, where would you get your water filtration? Well, you can scavenge all you want. You don't have to. But how do you know that water is safe to drink? You don't. You will if you have the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. We published the research, the comparative research, that shows you just how good this is. It ranks number one. This product is also on sale, the same as the food supply, My Patriot Supply. They're on sale as well. And you need both the food and the water. Ladies and gentlemen, please heed my advice. The days of subjugating you by food and water are coming. They're almost upon us. Well, we're going to talk today on the show about shall we call it the day of revenge. And I'll tell you, the trans movement's quickly becoming a violent, much more violent brand than than Antifa. And listen, I'm not here to go after trans people. That's not my intent. But we're having trans ideology ending up on the net and on websites, and we had the murder of the six people in Nashville at the Christian school. We have the trans people, some of them coming out, and they are a danger to society. Does that mean all trans are danger to society? Absolutely not. Should they be denied constitutional rights? Absolutely not. Now, do I endorse it? No, I don't. I have my philosophical and religious beliefs, but I'm not for persecution. But I will tell you, free speech has its limits. And when I saw this flyer talking about what they want to do on April 1st, they have crossed the line on free speech, and the purveyors of this flyer need to be arrested for violent intimidation. Bob, welcome to the show. I know you probably agree with what I just said in the monologue, and I want to get your perspective on this.
Well, Dave, did you get that picture I sent you? I just sent it to you.
No, I didn't. But let me go see if I can pull up the chat.
I can email it to you again. You know, there is so much to talk about. First of all, you mentioned food, Dave. I want to tell you, they're not going to need to ban food. They're not going to need to do it, because in 3 days, the federal government starts marching its way away from accepting cash. So if you go to a national park, if you go to any type of national museum, if you try to make any purchase from the national government, they're starting to not allow you to use cash. You have to use a credit card. You have to do other forms of payment. You know, Square payment somehow. You know, cash apps, whatever. That's where they're moving to. Redacted News did a very good job on this, and so. Once the digital currency, everybody agrees on this, Dave. Once the digital currency is there, you know, you they won't allow you to hoard. First of all, you have X amount of whatever, you know, commie dollars they give you every month, and those commie dollars, you cannot save them because you have X amount of time to spend them. So you have to spend it. And if the economy heats up too much, they don't even allow you to spend it, so they slow the economy down. If they need to speed the economy up, they dump more commie dollars into the economy. You want to go and buy a gun? Oh, forget it. You want to buy ammo? Forget it. It's not going to happen. This is it's de facto gun control coming absolutely because of digital. Your food? I'm telling you, Dave, the days of food companies like My Patriot Supply or all the, any of the others offering freeze-dried food to people and you can buy as much as you want are over. They're already at the World Economic Forum talking about rationing to save the climate, save the planet. You've seen that, correct?
Yes, I have.
We've got to ration resources because, you know, when people buy too much food, it's causing global warming and my gosh. But that's why Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the rest of them buy homes on the beach. You know, right on the beach, Martha's Vineyard. We're going to buy a home there because, you know, the global warming is going to cause oceans to rise and, you know, all the coastlands will be flooded. But insurance underwriters underwrite Barack Obama's home and all the rest of these people who buy these fancy homes on the beach. It's a scam. We know it's a scam, but they're using it to beat us over the head with it. So if you want to have any food, any prep supplies, you know, we do the night vision, we do radios and other things.
Talking about it, ready-made resources, right?
Yeah, ready-made resources, yes.
Okay.
It sounds like, you know, people say, well, you're just trying to sell stuff. Well, I'm a businessman. I believe in my product. You believe in your products. And so we believe the products are very worthwhile and applicable to the situations we are presented with. So, yes, we are trying to sell them, but I'm telling you, you'll look back shortly and say, I remember the days when I could just go buy X amount of My Patriot. I could buy, if I wanted to buy 20 buckets, I could buy 20 buckets. I could buy whatever I wanted to buy. Now, they're not letting me buy it. My digital currency runs out next week, so, you know, I got X amount of commie dollars in the bank. I can only spend it on what they're telling me I can spend it on, but I don't even want that. And what about saving for my children, my grandchildren, saving up for a house so I can buy a house? Well, remember, you're not going to be able to own houses. This is what they are. This is what they have in plan for you. Now, I can promise you Barack Obama will not give up his house on Martha's Vineyard because he's one of the elite, you know, the chosen ones. He thinks he's superior to everybody. And these people, you know, Klaus Schwab and all the rest of them, you know, the Nazis that came out of Nazi Germany, they will not do without, but you'll have to do without. So just to reemphasize the absolute direness of this situation, it is reaching critical mass. It is absolutely reaching critical mass. The digital dollar is being implemented right in front of your face. Cash payments will no longer be, you know, in 10 years from now, 5 years from now, we don't know. The cash will no longer be accepted. And your days of prepping will absolutely be over. They will not allow it because it's hoarding. And hoarding damages the planet. It causes, you know, more global warming. Yeah. And, you know, Dave, nothing has been more disproven than man-made global warming. It's disproven over and over again, and there's thousands of scientists who've disproven it. You know, remember Al Gore, you know, but by 2010, there's not going to be any ice caps left. Snow will be a thing of the past. These people are never held accountable to their words. And Greta Thunberg, she removed a post recently where she predicted if we don't do this, 5 years from now, everybody on the planet's going to be dead. Well, she quietly removed it because it was everybody's going to be dead next year. You know, no, 2023, everybody, that's this year. Everybody's going to be dead. So that prediction didn't come through. You know, first it was, remember, global cooling. In the 70s, it was global cooling. We're going to have a massive ice age. And then it's global warming. And now it's climate change. So that, I mean, if a cow farts and the weather changes, it's, oh, my gosh, the planet's in jeopardy. We got to, you know, kill 7.5 billion people and take everything they own and keep it for ourselves. Put it in our bunkers, you know. And these are the same demon-possessed madmen that are mutilating children. The same demon-possessed, I don't want to use madman, because I know mad people that are, you know, polluting our children with Marxist ideology, that have stressed these children out unbelievable. These are the same demon-possessed mad people that have brought us to the brink of World War III, China-Russia axis now, which is going to absolutely clean America's clock, or at least it'll destroy the world if we go into the war that they're predicting. And what's Joe Biden's response to it all? Hey, I've got an ice cream, I have a freezer full of chocolate chip ice cream upstairs. You saw that, right?
Yeah, I saw it. And he made a joke of the murder of six people at a Christian school.
What sane human being would not call for that man to be arrested, thrown in prison, and the whole gaggle of them kicked out of office? I mean, you just had three children brutally murdered. You had three adults brutally murdered. And he's joking about ice cream. Dave, I'm a Christian, so I don't use profanity, but profanity would be the only way I could describe that. I mean, this guy's a blankety-blank evil man. That's the only thing I can think about it. Evil to the core. Hardcore, evil, wicked, the worst of Nazi Germany, the worst of the Soviet Union, the worst of Mao Zedong embodied in that man. The worst. And yet, we see him systematically destroying the United States. He systematically has destroyed our economy. He systematically has destroyed our energy independence. He's doing everything he can to introduce the doctrines of demons to our children. And while he's giggling about it, while his son Hunter has done every imaginable evil, wicked thing to children, to drugs, just selling out his country, owning illegal firearms, lying on the 4473 to acquire a firearm, which is a felony, and no prison time, nothing. And so we just see right now the United States on the edge of absolute black hole. I mean, we are running the rim of the black hole, and it's ready to go down. And as I look and see what is being planned for Saturday, the day of vengeance, and I don't know if you saw that picture. Did you get it pulled up, Dave?
No,
the picture I sent you?
I can't access it right now while I'm online.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna access it. This is what I'm just gonna. Okay, it's this. I don't know, male or female. I can't tell. I can't tell anymore, you know. But it's holding. It has it, and I'm telling you, just tactically, it looks correct. She has a chest harness with extra magazines, okay? Which NPR, anti-gun NPR, is now telling trans people to load up on firearms.
I saw that.
Okay, so you know, Christians. Oh my gosh, Christian wants a gun. You got to be evil. But if you're trans, you better go out and buy a bunch of guns. So I'm looking at this picture here. I wish you could see it. Okay, first of all, it looks like an SBR, short-barreled rifle. I'm guessing that barrel's 10 and a half inches long. It's definitely not 16 inches long. So I wonder if it has a tax stamp for that gun, okay, because you need a tax stamp for a short-barreled rifle. It's wearing its Glock high up on its hip where it belongs. It's not one of those low hip holders, you know, that redneck carry. And this is what it says, TND tracker. And I'm not going to use the word she uses because it's
I hear you.
Okay. But kill Christ blankers. That's what she says. So we say kill Christ followers, but she's not using followers. She's using another word, you know, that word. Behead Christ followers. Roundhouse kick a Christ follower into the concrete. Slam dunk a Christ follower baby into the trash can. Crucify filthy Christ followers. Defecate in Christ followers' food. Launch Christ followers into the sun. This is on the 28th, after the shooting. And I'm looking at it. Merrick Garland, where are you? It's not white supremacy.
Well, they're suppressing the manifesto for a reason, Bob.
Well, they say they're going to have to release it now. So
who says that and when?
Okay, it's being reported. I've read several reports that they are going to release it. But here's my take. Have they rewritten it?
There you go.
Did they rewrite it?
Well,
we don't know if we're going to get the accurate one.
Okay.
I mean, these people are so evil. They could rewrite it to say, you know, I went over there to be nice to those Christians. They just treated me badly, so I had to shoot them all. Poor me. I don't know. We'll have to see when it's released what the statement is, because we know why it went there. Why it went there was to murder Christians. Jane Fonda the other day. I mean, Dave, if I was on a national program, Tucker Carlson, let's just say I was on there, and I said on there, we need to go murder all abortion doctors. What would happen to me? FBI would come into my door. I'd be ruined for life. I would have legal challenges till the end of time. And yet Jane Fonda gets on and says, well, we need to just murder them, meaning pro-life people. And what happens? Oh, I'm just teasing. No, I didn't mean that. And it's just forgotten. And yet you can look at that and realize that was not a joke. That was absolute, I mean this. You know, I mean this. That anybody who is that, that's the way to solve it. Because we're not going to give up our Luciferian right to murder babies and, you know, offer their blood to Lucifer. We're not going to give it up. Just recently, a Michigan professor, I've got the article here. Let's see here. I think I pulled it up here. Okay. But, you know, they say he was saying that we should need to kill conservatives and Christians. And so it gets a suspension.
Now, here's what he said. He said, I don't want to shout them down. That's ineffective. We need to kill them. And then he got graphic. And Bob, there's something else that you brought up here that I think is interesting. I don't want to leave the manifesto too quickly because I agree with you that they can alter it. But here's what we already know. And I know that one thing that's in the manifesto, whether they allow it to be printed or not in truthful form, that when this woman, for she went and killed these six people, she sent a message on Instagram to her best friend. And she said that she had scouted out schools for security reasons. And I want to make this point. She went to the school that didn't have a resource officer that was armed and could stop her. Yet the Democrats refused to want to protect our children by putting an armed guard in each school. And yet we have this person admitting this was part of her process.
And absolutely. And you know, retrospect, there's a lot the church can do from this. Those doors, glass doors, even if they're wire reinforced fire glass doors, or that's a speed bump. That's all it is. You get an AR-15 or any pistol, rifle, whatever, and you start shooting at glass, you're going to destroy it real quick, and that's what happened. If they had put some, you could put bars there, you know, just bars. But if you wanted to even put more of a floral thing, you could get some more artist welding guy to do it, where even though they shoot the glass out, there's still physical barrier on those doors. This is the thing we're going to happen. And I wanted to get into this later in the program, but we can divert right now. If you're putting your kids in a Christian school, if you're going to a Christian church, and especially this weekend, I mean, these people have their day of vengeance up. And day of vengeance. Think of what that is, vengeance. What does the word vengeance mean? You know, it doesn't bring good kind of. If I want Dave, if I came up and said, I'm gonna heap vengeance on you, Dave Hodges, that would probably, you know, get your alert up a little bit, wouldn't it?
Oh, I mean, I totally
and that's
agree.
What they're saying. So they're saying this is the day of vengeance on Saturday, April 1st. I'm just saying. During that weekend, if I was in a church, I would be hyper-vigilant, But this is what you need to do, especially if you have children in a Christian school. You need to go and address this, a conservative Christian school where they teach biblical values. You know, and Tucker Carlson did a very good job of it, you know, saying, as a Christian, I realize God has his role and I have my role. God's role is to determine gender. God determines that. Only God can determine that. Only God can determine it. And these people think their God so they can determine it. And that is an irreconcilable difference in philosophies, which is going to make, you know, it's a frontal assault, head-on-head assault. And so if you have your children in a Christian school, if you're going to a Christian church that's teaching the Bible, you need to talk to your elders or pastor what is being done to protect children, okay? What is being done to protect them? What do we have implemented to protect them? There's this one church I know of, you know, and I mentioned it to them several times, and they've ignored the advice. The children are on the first floor, okay? There's a window. You can just walk in the parking lot and look into the Sunday school with the little children in there. I've recommended at least put a blind there and pull the blind down so that you can't see what's going on. And nobody takes it serious, I guess. Nobody. Because that is just what people like that entity the other day that shot those kids looks for. That's what they look for. Easy access to children. We are going to, as Christian people, we are going to have to understand the day has changed. The worm has turned. We've crossed the Rubicon. And it is open season on Christians. And if you don't think so, Merrick Garland, we don't know a motive yet. We don't know. He has the frickin' manifesto. He knows what's in that manifesto. We can't determine a motive yet. But 2 seconds after, somebody who is not in political favor commits a crime, they've ascribed it all the way back to his every thought he goes through his brain and paint him out to be the monster, which they are monsters. But when this person, this entity, shot children, which I just can't fathom why anybody would need to shoot children. I mean, it just shows the level of depravity in a brain that I have to shoot young children to make a point. I mean, that's Dr. Mengele, Adolf Hitler, you know, Heinrich Himmler, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, evil mind thinking that I have to shoot children to make a point. And somebody's teaching them that, Dave. You know, in a way, that young person was the victim of people who indoctrinated it with drugs, testosterone, benzodiazepines, which they won't release what was going on there. But they never talk about that. You know, it's the gun. It's not the philosophy of confusion. It's not the drugs that these people are on that ever comes into question. Well, why don't we look at the philosophy of the drugs? Oh, my gosh, you can't do that. And so this is where it's going, and it's only going to get worse. These people have solidified their movement, and it is violent. I'm just going to go back, give a historical reference out of the Bible. In the days of Sodom, when Lot was in Sodom, Lot was Abraham's nephew, and two angels came to Sodom to warn Lot to leave because of the sin of the city, it was going to be destroyed. And the angels were evidently very fair, meaning probably very attractive men. They went into Lot's house. Well, the sodomites of the city, the perverts, came to Lot's door and were beating on it, saying, "Send out those men, we want to have sexual relations with them." And Lot came out and said, "Don't do such a wicked thing. Don't do it." And they threatened to kill him. They were violent. "You send him out or we're going to do the same thing to you. How dare you judge us?" And that's the thing we need to understand, Dave, that this is a spiritual wickedness. Romans 1 in the Bible describes it. The descent into spiritual madness. It describes it very well. And so we understand that this is more than just, you know, human wickedness. It's spiritual depravity that God gives a nation over to. you know, all the ancient, as Jonathan Cahn recently came out with his book, The Return of the Gods, the False Gods, and all of them, you know, had, you know, deviant sexuality attached to them. I mean, some really deviant stuff attached to them. And we see our nation being given over to this. And the Christian's response is gutless. It is. And there are Christians out there that are saying things, but very few. Half of them or more have gone along with it. And the other ones are scared, you know, they should put men's depends on because they're going to poop themselves out of fear.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, pee themselves because that's how gutless they are. But this is what we see. So we're now at the days of vengeance. And Dave, Wall Street Journal just came out with a thing that now for over 10, 15 years, the law schools in America are pumping out woke lawyers. What do you think is going to happen to this nation when the woke lawyer movement has completely taken over the judicial system? You see where we're headed?
Well, it's already happened in the judiciary, so I think the law schools...
I know, but it's going to get to the point.
But Bob, to finish
where
my thought,
came to and hit.
The law schools have already been taken over. They used to teach that the ten commandments were the basis of our judicial system. They no longer teach that. Judges have been ordered to take down the Ten Commandments in their courtroom. So it's already happened.
So we are seeing this perfect demonic storm come to fruition in the United States. And if you hold biblical values, you're going to suffer persecution. This is why now, and it's time to get ready now. Time to know your friends now, the friends who will stand with you. Time to get your preps now. And most of all, time to get into the Word and to be founded and have your feet planted firmly on the rock of Jesus Christ. Because as the hymn says, all other ground is sinking sand. And sinking sand, we've all stood on sinking sand. And you go to the beach, just sit there right at the shoreline and have the water wash the sand out from underneath your feet. And before you know it, it's like, gosh, where did my ankles go? They're all buried in the sand. Because there's no foundation there. And with the Christian churches today not teaching any biblical foundation, except, you know, feel good, Jesus wants to give you everything you wanted, you know, he's big Santa Claus in the sky. There is no Christian foundation left, and that's what it says, what can the righteous do once the foundations have been destroyed? So here's some recommendations. First of all, first and foremost, if you're playing games with God, if you're a Sunday Christian, just realize this is leading you to the lake of fire. Now, I'm not saying if you've truly been bought by the blood of a lamb, you will be saved, but I think there are millions out there that play games and think, you know, I walked down an aisle when I was 5 years old and did this and then the other thing. That's not going to cut it on the day of judgment. So you really need to come and get grips with God and then allow God to retool your mind. The day of entertainment, the day of, you know, just laissez-faire Christianity is over. The day of strong Christians. I recommend people get Fox's Book of Martyrs. You can download it. It's you know, 500 years old, but it actually goes into what happened to the saints of God under the Inquisitions, and actually starts actually at the disciples and how they were murdered all the way up to the Inquisitions, and how the saints of God suffered the wrath of man. We're not destined to suffer the wrath of God, just the wrath of man. Read it and steel yourself to say, which kingdom am I going to serve? Am I going to serve the kingdom of light, or am I going to cower and bow down before the kingdom of darkness? Because it's only going to be one way. You can't be in the middle and say, well, you know, I'm going to Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, the kingdom of darkness gets a little, you know, time, and the other days I'm going to serve the Lord. You know, the Bible says, choose whom this day you will serve. Choose whom this day you will serve. And then from there, like I said, Dave, the physical preparations, they're going to cut you off from everything they can cut you off from, including your money. and they're going to use anti-hoarding laws, the climate change, whatever. So now is the time to get any preps you're going to need. You need to get them. The days of ready-made resources and you know, food with Dave are coming to a close. It's coming to a close. We are doing everything we can. Joe Biden administration is doing everything it can to destroy every supply chain of everything that modern technology has brought us, whether it's appliances, gas stoves, washing machines, dishwashers, whatever. We've got to get rid of all those things. They're destroying the planet. Food, fertilizer, petroleum. And then for some reason, we're burning down all our food factories. We're having an exorbitant amount of, you know, national accidents. Toxic chemicals are falling into rivers and grounds and poisoning stuff. And so this is a Luciferian battle to destroy humanity. And if you think, you know, somehow you're just going to coast through this, you better think again.
I agree. Hey, I want to cover something else with you. And I want to delve into this, the release of the Shaman Man.
Well, you know, this is what truth does. You know, when you listen to the Democrats at their, you know, Hitler-esque forum that they had, their jackbooted thug forum that they had, you know, where they showed selective pieces of video to make you think it was something it wasn't. And then for 2 years, they told you how this gentleman, the QAnon shaman, was the head of it all. He was the personification of, you know, overthrowing the government. And then when we watched the video, you didn't see him do anything violent. In fact, I saw him when the police officers escorted him into the Senate chambers, get up on the platform and pray for them. So much for that narrative. I think they call that exculpatory evidence.
Yeah, they do.
That was all withheld from his attorney. This man has been held in solitary confinement. He's been tortured mentally. I'm waiting to see his interview on Tucker Carlson, because I mean, it is going to be a
barn burner. When is he coming on? Do you know?
I don't know. I'm sure Tucker Carlson's trying to get him on right now.
I'm sure.
Probably everybody in the world. They're trying to get him on. But, you know, we are going to get a glimpse, and I'm just going to caveat here for a second. I remember Steve Quayle had a prophecy that he said, before God brings nuclear fire from Russia and China onto the United States, and it looks like that's what's going to happen, he is going to expose the deeds of its leaders to its people. This is all, the whole thing is being exposed. 10 years ago, Dave, if you mentioned pedophilia in America, people laughed at you. And now it's like, well, we want to legalize it. 3-year-olds have every right to make a decision if they have sex with a 40-year-old man. Absolutely. That's what's being pushed. That 3-year-old, it consented. You know? And so we see the satanic wickedness coming out in full measure. We see this Luciferian wickedness, as it was in the days of Noah, being just spewed out in front of all of America to see. And I can tell you 100% certainty that God is going to bring destruction on our country. It's going to happen.
Unless.
I don't think there is an unless. I think even during Josiah was one of the righteous kings of Israel, and Josiah went up and tore down all the high places and smashed all the idols and did all the things. But God said, you know, Josiah, I'm not gonna judge during your lifetime, but the wickedness is so great, I'm gonna destroy Israel. And I don't think we're capable of repentance at this point, because I think God has given us over. I think God said he's given us over to it. And when you read Romans 1, the inevitable conclusion to the descent into divine madness is destruction. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. And I think the country, you see it polarized. Now, I'm not saying there might be parts of the United States that are spared judgment because, you know, they've done the right thing. The kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Judah, Israel fell first. But we'll see how that plays out. But there is a judgment coming to the United States. And this manifestation of wickedness we see, it's because God has removed his hand. And this wickedness has flooded in. And it's only happening because God has removed his hand. And we just see this great swirl of evil coming. And so, again, here's some things I would tell people. You know, twice now, Doug Thornton has tried to offer a class where you learn what to do in the precise situation that happened in Nashville. Active shooter. Twice. He is going to come and give you an incredible 3 days, 3.5 days, worth of teaching with a Green Beret medic, 18 Delta, for $800. Okay? We probably spend that much on satellite every year. And twice he's had to cancel the class because of lack of interest. There's going to come a day when you're going to wish you had that training. And Doug Thornton doesn't give me anything for this. Isn't like, Bob, I get $800 and I give Bob $100. No, I don't get anything from it. But I can tell you, Doug is probably one of the most capable guys in the United States to teach active shooter.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And yet, people do not take the seriousness of it. Nashville drove it home, the seriousness of it and what to do. Now, this course is going to be offered again, you know, early summer, and we'll be posting it soon. And I just can't tell people enough, you better learn this stuff. Now, also Brushbeater, brushbeater.org, another excellent training school. And he teaches other things such as radio communication, scout courses, and so forth. Both of them are extremely good. Both of them have former Special Forces military. Both of them are very capable of teaching. Both of them are good teachers. But it's time people take the training scenario thing. You know, I own 16 AR-15s. They sit in my safe, and, you know, that day's over. You better learn. If you look at that picture, Dave, I wish you had it in front of you. If you look at that picture, that person in that picture is tactically sound. I can tell that person is tactically sound. There was another one that came out, a former soldier, that's in the trans movement. Tactically sound. They know their manure. Well, be Christian about this. They know their manure. They know what they're doing. You, I got 15 AR-15s in the safe. You know, God help them. If they come to my home, I'll just shoot them all. You won't even know they're there. You will have fields of fire that you'll think they're coming from while you're being flanked, and you won't even figure it out until you're dead. Just being this reality check. So, you know, you can tell them how to get in touch with Doug Thornton to do the class. And Doug's going to give you his heart. Doug puts his heart into it.
Well, he's got the experience too, Bob.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Well trained. So that's thing number one. Get trained. Two, again, I mentioned it. You need to go to your church. You need to go to your church, if it's a Christian school. And you need to give detailed questions. What are you doing to protect my child? I came in looking at those glass doors coming into the school. Well, Nashville proved how good those are. 4 or 5 rounds of an AR-15, the glass is broke. I just walk right through and do my business. If those doors had bars on them, whether decorative or just straight bars, that would have been a couple minutes at least to figure out another way in. Those police, God bless the Nashville police. They did such an outstanding job. I mean, this wasn't Uvalde. They went in and they took care of business. They did. Kudos to them. They took care of business. But if you had put more barriers there where you just can't shoot glass out and walk through a door, you know, those police might have caught that entity outside before it had time to get inside. Or that entity would have seen those barriers and figured, I can't do this easily. They've got their stuff wired together.
Well, we know she did comparison shopping, Bob. That's the bottom line.
Yes.
And that's what's in that manifesto they don't want you to see, as well as the anti-Christian attitudes that she's already expressed.
Absolutely. So you're going to need to address this. A resource officer that is armed and trained. Do you have a resource officer, somebody who's armed here that can respond to this? Because, I mean, you know, you go to the Middle East and the Christian sector, and they have armed guards protecting their vital sectors of church, school, whatever. You have to. And it keeps things relatively safe. You know, if that entity had known that there's a person there with an AR-15 that had radio comms, that knew exactly where the breach was at, could have gone there and taken care of business, you know, we could still have, and I'm not blaming this, Dave, I'm not blaming the school, okay, because hindsight, it's easy to play armchair quarterback, and I'm not doing that. But what I am saying is we can learn from this, okay? So I grieve with those people like you cannot believe. I grieve with them. So I am not blaming them in any way. I'm just saying let's learn from this, Christian brothers and sisters.
Well, here's the thing that bothers me, Bob, is the Democrats stand fast against having any armed protection in the schools, yet they have no other answer than take all the guns. So try to take all the guns, and that won't change a thing that happens at schools, because anyone who wants
it's going to get worse.
Anyone who wants a gun will always be able to get it.
Yeah, I've been all over the world, Dave. Even in communist China, you can buy a gun if you want to. I mean, if you're willing to pay for it, you can get a gun. I mean, you're not the demon's out of the bag as far as firearms are concerned. You can make a firearm. I mean, you know, with CNC machines anymore, you can make one. So that ship has sailed. You know, we see liberal DA after liberal DA letting violent criminals go. The guy who stabbed Rand Paul's staff member, you know, just stabbed him, was just out of prison. Just out of prison. Somebody at Starbucks.
Well, talk about how he got out, because he had 22 felony convictions and should have been in for life.
Exactly. But no, we're going to let him go. We're going to let him go. So, you know, nobody will talk about that. We won't talk about the fact that we let these violent, demon-possessed people out to go perpetrate crimes on innocent Americans. You know, a man on the border who tries to protect his property, an elderly man, what, 70-some years old, shoots at traffickers coming in across his property. You know, he's probably found his fair share of dead people on his property. He's facing life in prison. You know, it's if we can't see that we have to get these people out of office, no matter what, peaceful means, get them out of office. Because as long as they keep releasing these demon-possessed, violent people, they're going to do the same thing. And it's planned. That's what they want. They want to break the system down. So, you know, these people are useful. But this is the next point. You might not like guns, but you better stay strapped. I don't care where you go, you better stay strapped. If you're at the gym, you better stay strapped. Now, you can't walk around maybe with a gun on your hip, but you can just have a little carry bag that you carry from station to station with a firearm in it, a little pistol in it. You know, just saying, you know, just if you're on the treadmill, have your little backpack there with the firearm in it. When you go to the weight bench, carry it over there. You know, nobody knows what you have in the backpack. Just take care of it. You know, and then churches need to hire someone to go in and set up security details at these churches. You know, one of the fears that I have, and I've addressed this at our church, is to make sure the police that would respond know, hey, Joe is a member of this church. Joe is, he's on our security detail. Because the last thing you want is Joe having a gun out, pointing at a suspect who's just shot people, and the police walk in, see somebody with a gun, see Joe with a gun, shoot him. I mean, this is why the importance of hiring a church security detail professional, John Lovell. I don't know if John does that anymore, Warrior Poet, but there are people that do that, that go in and help set up church security so that the people know what they do. I've been to these, some of these church things, and I know some guy pulls out a little single shot 22. Like, dude, no, you can't be on the team if that's what you're going to be carrying. No. You're going to have a modern firearm. You're going to do proficiency details. So I know that you're not going to just start hauling off and slinging lead and hitting innocent targets or shooting me. This is the day we live in. Like I said, the worm has turned. The Rubicon has changed. We've crossed that. And churches are going to have to step up to the plate to protect their children and to protect the parishioners that go there. What the FBI just said, the Catholic Church, was domestic terrorism. This is just they what we're seeing right now. Jane Fonda, that you know, the Katie Hobbs lady, you know, kill all, what did she say?
Well, it was her PR person, and she said kill all transphobes, and she showed an image of a woman holding two pistols pointing at an undetermined target.
Yeah. So this is just one step away, just one step, and maybe just a half a step away from condoning the murder.
No, this is brown shirt territory, Bob. We've gone beyond condoning. They condone it through their inaction and fail to condemn and act on it. Merrick Garland, I don't know what the motive is. He's on the side of that woman that killed those six kids. So is Joe Biden,
absolutely,
who joked about ice cream when he was told about these six deaths. These people convict themselves with their depraved indifference.
That makes me so angry. You send your little girl off to school that morning and she doesn't come home, and that horse's rear end comes out on stage joking about chocolate chip ice cream. The vilest of vile is that man. It's the vilest of vile. That's what he is. It's demonically vile to do that. Can you imagine if Donald Trump, when somebody had some, you know, trans person had been shot, came out and started joking like that?
Yeah, I hear you. Listen, Bob, the bottom line is, let's cut to the chase. Okay, no more pussyfooting around the issues and saying, well, gee, maybe they are. No, not maybe, they are. These people in this administration condemn America in its traditional sense. They condemn Christianity. They condemn patriotism. Let me give you an example, something I found. I think you're going to find this interesting. And Tucker made a mistake, and therefore the grace of God go I make mistakes too. But Tucker made a mistake in presenting this poll from the Wall Street Journal and NORC as fact. And they said in this poll, Americans are far less patriotic, far less religious, far less tied to a sense of community. They don't want to have children. All they want is money. That's basically the poll. Now, I looked at this and I said on YouTube 2 days ago, I said, well, this is the end of America if it's true. But I said, what I don't know here from when I read this article, what's the research methodology? Can we trust the poll? So I published that, and then Tucker came out in between then and now and said, gee, this is just terrible. And I agree with Tucker if it's true. It's not true. Let me tell you what I found. When you go to the origination side of the poll, they are required. Now, let me just back up and say one thing. I taught research to postgraduate students preparing to do their dissertation. I have written two courses on statistics adopted by a college at two different points in time. So I know what I'm talking about here. This was my job. And let me tell you what I found.
What I found was none of the protocols that would demonstrate that the poll was scientifically conducted. They said the poll was done telephonically and lasted this long. They didn't tell you if they interviewed atheists, Christians, liberals, conservatives, Democrats, Republicans, communists, Buddhists, sexual perverts. They didn't tell you any of that, which tells you they had a selective base of people that they got the answer they wanted. And I'll tell you what the purpose is. When you put all that BS out in the public, and Americans like you and I look at this and go, oh my gosh, we've already lost. We may as well give up. Bob, this was a phony poll, and it even fooled Tucker.
Yeah, well, you know, again, this is why I go, when they finally release this manifesto, will it really be an accurate copy of the manifesto?
No, you know it won't, Bob. They lie about their lies.
That's what it's a rhetorical question, Dave.
Oh, I know, I know. But you know what? I got to interject the answer. Here's the bottom line. I would estimate 70% of the country are still tied to our traditional roots, but we're very discouraged as a people. That's where I see us being from my observations. And I touch that pulse every day, as you do. What that poll said was a lie. And if we don't stand up to these people, and I'm telling you, Bob, we're going to maybe have to escalate our resistance, because if we don't stand up to them, okay, that poll will one day become reality.
Well, what will become reality is the death camps, the gas chambers.
Yeah.
That's you know, if you go into some of those towns in Poland where they had so demonized the Jews, it was sport for the people of that town to go get a Jew. I saw women have all their clothes ripped off and shamed. You know, and that was sport. It was sport to do it. Men beaten, senseless, that was sport. And it was totally condoned. This is the outcome of what they want. This is where they're taking it. And if it is not stopped, we're just a short distance from where we are today to active persecution of Christian, conservative, obviously Catholic, because, you know, those people are terrorists, you know, just ask the federal government. That's where we're at. And the next step is, you know, coming to your house, dragging you out of the house, beating you senseless, doing unimaginable things to your children, and it'll all be wink, wink, nod, nod. Let's go eat some chocolate chip ice cream. That's where it's at, Dave. I just, my heart is heavy.
Yeah, well, your heart,
because I know
your heart should
true.
Be heavy, and so should you be your magazine rack. Because this is what, let me tell you this. You just made a prediction, and you talked about death camps. I've been writing about these for 15 years with documentation, and I was called a conspiracy theorist. Someone who you know and I know, and that's well known in the Patriot community, once told me, this was up until 4 years ago, Dave, I thought you were just a crazy conspiracy theorist writing all this stuff. And then they had me on their show. And the thing is people believe what they want to believe. Here's the point. If they come for us, there will be no Miller soliloquy here. They came for the butchers, and I wasn't a butcher. They came for the bankers, and I was, you know, that soliloquy. Okay.
Yeah,
there will
yeah.
be no soliloquy here. When they start coming for people, okay, that's when we need to enact our biblical right and our legal right to self-defense. This is why they want as many guns as they can get. They know they can't get all the guns. There's 393 million. But they want to disarm us as much as possible to lessen the threat for when they come after their political enemies, we can't resist. Number one, do not give up your gun, because the Hawaii Genocide Project, the University of Hawaii, is called the Democide Project. They showed that there were 16 genocides in the 20th century, and all 16 of them were preceded by gun confiscation. So what I'm saying to you, America, number one, don't give up hope. Don't give up your guns. And when they start coming for people, then we need to enact biblical self-defense. Until then, we can remain peaceful and look for change within the system. Pray that we convert more people to God, so there's power in the spiritual movement, which is ultimately the deciding card. And I'm just saying, Bob, this is where we're at. No more, this lifestyle is okay, when this lifestyle has declared war on my faith and me and my family and
that's
fellow
Christians.
That's
the Rubicon, Dave.
That's it. That they've crossed.
That's the Rubicon.
They're having that, I forget, what's the phrase? Day of vengeance, day of revenge on April 1st. Listen to me.
Yes.
Listen to me, folks. Okay? Don't underestimate this threat. Bob is right. Bob is right. Don't avoid going to church, but I would conceal and carry. Don't avoid going to school. But I'm telling you, I would demand to have a resource officer in the school, or you take your kid out of the school.
That's what it needs to be more forceful.
Bob, I'm sorry to cut you off, but this is emotional, and we've got 20 seconds left, and I do mean 20. Tell people how to get a hold of you.
We have specials on night vision, Dave, and nothing's going to force multiply you more than night vision. They can call us 800-627-3809. Or readymaderesources.com. I'll be glad to talk with them, but I'm telling you, you need to get night vision now.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, because if they have it and you don't, you lose. Bob, I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking the time to come on my show on a regular basis. Your perspective is right on the money, and God bless America, and I mean that sincerely. Folks, we're coming to a focus point. You're going to have to decide, as Bob said earlier, who do you serve, Christ or Satan? Thanks, Bob. Talk to you later.
God bless. Bye-bye.